podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Ladies and gentlemen, back by not particularly popular demand, it's Monday Night Tan Fights! A little later on in this episode, you'll hear as we pit Indiana Jones against Boba Fett in a battle that is sure... Oh, sorry, baby's crying, gotta go. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Victoria, and you're listening to The Tancast.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
Tancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together. Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House. By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways. Andy to Atlanta, Noah to San Francisco, and Tim to Los Angeles. Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies, TV, tech, politics, food, Disney, comics, Star Trek, Apple, or sometimes just stories of the good old days. These conversations are raw, explicit, and may contain adult themes and content. This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If none of this scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to The Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast!
Welcome back to Tancast.
The tan is back.
It's back and it's tan.
It's in full effect. Watch your toes.
What?
So we'll be dropping funny ass shit.
Well played, sir. Well played.
I just came with that just now. I was like, oh, where was I going with that?
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the N in Tancast.
I had to think about it for a second. I'm, let's go with Noah.
Yeah. Let's say Noah.
What will I be today?
Noah's been operating under a pseudonym the whole time.
That's right. Foo.
So, anyone have any news since the last time we all three recorded?
Anyone? Anyone?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Obama's birth certificate, long form, finally released.
Long form, baby. He longed it out.
So, I assume since they call it the long form, there's a short form birth certificate?
That's what he had released prior to this.
It's like a certificate of live birth or something like that.
Oh, I did not even know he released anything before this.
Oh, yeah. Like, during the campaign, when the birthers first started up.
Oh, okay. So, that long ago.
Yeah. Oh, if any birthers listen to this podcast, can you kill yourselves? Thanks. Appreciate it. Do me a solid.
That is unkind, sir.
Well, it's just going to save me the trouble of murdering them later.
You will do no shit, Sing. You're a pansy.
All right, hateful son of a bitch.
Wait, you're the one that wants to kill people. I'm the hateful son of a bitch.
I don't want to kill them because I hate them. I want to kill them because it's better for the world.
You hate them.
And I hate them.
There we go.
There we are.
Should we do some tan laughs?
I don't know.
It's been weeks without tan laughs. People are waiting for the tan laughs.
I need to find one here.
Well, I got one loaded up while you guys look.
That's good. Just like your baby's got one poo loaded up while you look.
More than one. So this is from a longtime listener but new commenter, Louisa.
What are you looking for there? You said that like a question.
I was looking for mass acceptance.
Oh, Louisa, yes.
And apparently my baby was looking for that exact moment to start fussing and crying.
Oh, I can hear him. He's such a little guy.
He looks like an old man.
They always do.
I'll be back.
When I went over there, like his forehead was all wrinkly. Looks like he's wearing like a baby suit. Like it's all kind of loose.
Yeah. Well, my son came out all weird because, you know, he was only 4 pounds. So, like, he didn't even have any baby fat.
Ah, Tim's baby is big. Well, I mean, like he doesn't look big, but big for I know what babies kind of normally weigh.
Yeah.
9 pounds.
Yeah, it took my son until after his expected due date to get up to as big as Tim's baby is.
How is he now in the range of size for his age, whatever they call that thing?
The percentile ranges or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think back to, I think his last scheduled checkup was 2 years, so that was, you know, the end of last summer. And I think he's got another one coming up here pretty soon, but I'll have to ask my wife to let me know. He seems big to me. Like, when we go on walks and whatever, and I see other kids his size, and I start to feel a little bad about my kid, because, like, those kids are talking with full sentences and stuff, and my kid's still talking like English is his third language. And then I said, so how old is yours? Like, 2.5. How old is yours? 5. Oh, okay. I just have a giant son.
Well, I mean, that's you are a big fella.
I am. But my wife is pretty short, and my son was really early and tiny.
So, I don't know, maybe you know this. Does like, if a baby's born, like, let's say a baby would normally be, like, really big, but he's born premature, so he's smaller, will that affect its final size, or does it matter?
My understanding is that that preemies are still expected to catch up.
Okay. So, like typically, once they're out of the womb, they'll catch up to where they should have been, or whatever.
Yeah, like within a couple of percentage points, at least.
Oh, okay.
Of where they would have been.
What'd I miss?
We were just talking about babies.
They suck.
You know how we women are.
All right, let me read this Tan Laugh really quick, and then I have to go back and feed them this bottle.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Okay, so Luisa sent this joke in. Man was in his front yard mowing grass when his... Yes. Here we go again.
Tim, you got daddy brain.
No, I'm just reading too quick. Go back. Check the record. I've done this many times.
Okay.
I'm not going to blame my baby or lack of sleep like some people on this podcast whose name doesn't start with N or T. Hmm. A man was in...
Hey, look at this. I've got a dick that you can suck.
Well, if I can find it. A man was in his front yard mowing grass when his attractive blonde female neighbor, Judy, came out of her house and went straight to the mailbox. She opened it, then slammed it shut and stormed back into the house. A little later, she came out of her house again, went to the mailbox, and again opened it and slammed it shut again. Angrily, back into the house she went. As the man was getting ready to edge the lawn, she came out again, marched to the mailbox, opened it, and slammed it closed harder than ever. Puzzled by her actions, the man asked her, "Is something wrong?" To which she replied, "There certainly is. My stupid computer is broken. It keeps saying, 'You've got mail.'"
Oh,
you know what makes
ones.
That doubly funny? Apparently, this woman still has AOL in 2010. 11. Whatever year this is.
Yeah, when my in-laws come to visit, sometimes they forget to turn their computer volume down, and it just echoes through the house. "You've got mail."
At least it doesn't be like, you know, "You got mail. Hot, horny sluts are waiting for you right now."
"Is your penis $20 short?"
Oh, I guess I'll do one. All
right, go feed that baby, Tim.
I'm working on preparing the bottle.
Feed that baby. Feed that baby milk now.
I don't think we did this one, although I haven't been checking them off like I should. So this one's from Lindsay.
Lohan?
No. I'm not going to even, well, I wouldn't know how to say the last name, but I'm not going to say it anyways.
We don't use last names.
What is that?
We don't use last names here, sir.
What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
I don't know.
A Roman Catholic.
That's good.
And family friendly.
And then she
friendly.
Has a grammar question. Maybe Tim knows since he's in love with filet mignon. Oh, wait, mignon Fogarty.
Filet mignon.
Is none a proper noun? Should it be capitalized?
None is not a proper noun.
There you go. Telling jokes and educating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the flying nun would be a proper noun because that's her name. I mean, it's not her name, but it's like a title. You know, like,
title. Non de guerre. It's the nickname that she took when she went to war.
So you can check that off. It was set on February 23rd.
Wow, it's been 4 weeks since we recorded a Tancast. We had that
all
shitty
together.
Ancast in the middle there, but that didn't count.
I was like, well, we did record one, but no, you meant like all together now. All together.
Us all. We are tan. Together, we are nothing. But separately, we're regular guys.
We're like a shitty Voltron. Separately, we suck.
No, separately, we're awesome. Oh. Together, we suck.
Oh, okay. So we're like the opposite of Voltron?
We'd be like Voltron if all the arms went on the same side, and he just sort of tipped over.
And just rolled around on the ground for a while.
Yeah, just sort of kicking and crying.
I don't know, I found that very funny.
I did too, that's why I'm laughing at myself.
Do you have a town laugh for us?
Yes. What's the difference between Michael Jackson and a grocery bag?
Racist.
Not a whole lot.
One is made out of white plastic and is dangerous for children, and the other one is a grocery bag.
For some reason...
Taking you back.
When you said that, even though I know you said Michael Jackson, I was thinking Michael J. Fox. I don't know why.
Michael J. Fox is only dangerous for children if he's trying to hold them above something.
To be fair, Michael Jackson had the same danger at least once.
Well, yes, this is true.
Hey, crowd, look at my child. Look, he can fly.
Nope, he can just fall.
He didn't drop him.
The child's okay.
Don't be ridiculous.
That's because somebody inside went, Michael,
the child's
baby,
okay
now.
As it can be being raised by Michael Jackson.
Whatever. Probably has all sorts of shit. Remember that time you're like, hey, can I have this? And your parents were like, no, his kid doesn't remember that time because it never fucking happened.
Having
hey, Dad,
shit
can
does
I have...
not make
yep,
your life better,
three of them. Hey, can I meet Princess Leia? Here's Carrie Fisher. You're welcome.
Having a parent that's not a freak, that's a good life.
Well, let me know when you have that happen, Noah. I was making fun of your mama.
I know.
Oh.
Good job, Tim.
In a loving way.
We're back,
baby.
As in,
I love making fun of your mama. I don't know why. Time. He finds this hilarious when we do it to Andy.
And Andy finds it hilarious when we do it to Noah. The circle of shit.
A thing on was it the correspondence dinner?
Yes, that's the thing with Seth Meyers.
Where
and
he played Lion King. That was kind of weird.
I found it pretty funny. I actually really enjoyed that when he cuts off that, he goes, now, for anybody from Fox in the crowd, this was a children's movie. If you don't believe me, you can ask Disney. It's been out for a while.
They have the long-form version of that video?
Yes.
I liked him riffing on Donald Trump, though. Oh, that was good
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know who didn't like that?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
You could tell he didn't like it. Like, even though the video was blurry and kind of dark, like, I was like, he does not look happy.
Yeah, like, you can see the jaw set, and then he starts doing that, like, I smell shit
looking
on his face.
Looking straight forward, not looking at anyone, just, angry.
And everyone else at the table keeps looking over at him like, that was funny, and I really want to laugh, but can't. No, I can't. Shit.
I think they're still laughing. They're like, that's funny shit, dude.
I was like, ah, fuck you, rich guy. Why don't you get divorced and remarried and then file for bankruptcy again and then build something really gaudy and then lie about a lot of shit, like how important you are.
All right, wow. That went a weird way.
Wow, I was like, oh. My little bit of inner hate for Donald Trump just came spewing on out. As it will do. Oh, that wacky
spewing
shit.
Spewing on out.
Wait, Annie's inner hate came spewing out? That's so
I
unusual.
Know. Mark the date
Tankcast
and the time.
Is back.
Speaking of hate, so Bin Laden's dead.
Yay.
And as was pointed out in one of the Tancast comments, oh no, sorry, on a Twitter, it was done by Navy SEALs.
Ooh, Navy SEALs. Navy SEALs are hardcore. That's all I got to say about them.
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't. I'm sure they wish that Charlie Sheen movie was not associated with them.
What? You don't think that really reflects?
Well, do you think after they shot Bin Laden, one of them went winning?
You know what? They may have. Who knows what they do down there? I'm sure they have to do some it's a pretty serious job. I'm sure they have to have some levity.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
I feel like I was listening to Tell 'Em Steve Day. I haven't actually finished the most recent one, but they sort of answered and then asked their own question. They're like, they were talking about how like they buried him at sea, and you know, one of them was asking why, and he goes, well, probably because you know something about respecting Islamic traditions, and they're like, yeah, but you know him somewhere in between killing him and putting him at sea, like somebody peed on that corpse, like you know. You know, a bunch of soldiers just hopped up on angriness, just like, there you go. And then they asked, I wonder why they haven't released the photos. I think you just answered your own question. I don't think that any photos that are taken of him are going to make us look good in the eyes of the world.
You know what? Even if they treated the corpse with utmost respect, I don't think any photos that were taken of him are going to make us look good in the eyes of the world. I mean, gaping head wound above the eyes, like brain matter, you know, you can see his last thought in there somewhere. I'm pretty sure that's going to piss some people off. If nothing else, because if we release it, it looks like we're gloating.
So, Tim was saying that, you know, he feels that this will really help Obama get reelected. Do you guys think it'll have any long-term effect beyond that? Or do you think it's just like, you know, it'll make people happy for a little bit, and then it's just kind of back to the norm?
It depends on what we found on his computers.
Yeah.
If there's any serviceable intel there.
I didn't even think about that.
And it seems like there's just enough people in America that have, like, no memory and no critical thinking abilities and a, like, I wouldn't just say a willingness, but a desire to believe lies, that those tend to seem to be able to tip elections pretty easily. It usually takes, like, a lot of rage or, like, a, you know, really good, like, solid lead so that last-minute lies and BS, like the birthers and, the Swift Boat thing with Kerry. Shit, I can go on and on and on, but I'm not going to, because I'm tired. And fuck you. But, I really don't think that this, I don't think this buys it for him. I don't think this is it. Honestly, I think it's going to come down more to how many people are still unemployed come November, next November.
Yeah, definitely unemployment. Yeah.
Not for me. For me, it's going to come down to who's he running against. And based on the people who are running against him, I will be trying to reelect Obama.
What? You wouldn't vote for the Trump if he ran?
Not for Trump, not for Palin, fuck no for Gingrich.
Is Gingrich really thinking about running?
Oh, yeah.
I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, and he tries to sell this whole idea of, you know, fiscal conservative, like, responsibility and everything, but you look at what he actually accomplished when he was in office, fucking nothing that he claimed he was going to in 94. No, instead it became, you know, witch hunts about, like, you know, social conservative issues that I could give a shit about. So, yeah, no.
Yeah, I just keep hearing things about the Congress trying to pass more social conservative issues. I'm like, I thought you got in there to reduce the debt.
That's what they claimed.
Now you're trying to, stop abortions and, you know, make sure gay people have to register. What the fuck?
They are trying just to get old, frightened white people into the voting booths in November 2012.
Bastardos.
That's it.
Wait, was Tim being serious about the gay people, or is that just a joke?
That was just a joke.
Okay.
No, we need to start that rumor that the Republicans are trying to get gay people to register.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've heard of crazier things.
Not much.
Like the mutants from X-Men.
Yeah. Just like the mutants from X-Men. Oh, hey, speaking of movies, watched Bambi with my kid for the first time. And it's the first time I've seen Bambi in probably 25 years. Anyone else remember The Rapist?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a scene in Bambi where they're doing the whole, you know, spring thing where, like, Thumper finds a girl and Flower finds a girl. Which blew my mind, because I always thought that Flower was a girl.
It does sound like a girly name.
And it sounds like a girly... even at the very end, I'm pretty sure Thumper likes boys.
You By the can end of the call movie, me I'm Flower still... if you want to.
Wait.
Oh, sorry, not Thumper, Flower.
Yeah. You idiot.
Yeah, I suck. It's all those names. You know, they all sound the same to me. Fucking mammals. So Bambi meets the little girl deer, and she goes trotting off through the forest, and he goes trotting off after her, and then the dark, skeezy, like, oily-looking mean deer gets between her and Bambi and, like, tries to chase Bambi off with his antlers, and then starts herding her off, and, like, threatening music starts playing, and, like, every time Bambi comes back, the other deer tries to chase him off, and then tries to chase the girl deer further and further into the woods, and she's, like, calling over her shoulder, Bambi! Bambi! Like, holy shit, that deer's gonna rape the girl! I always thought, like, the worst thing in that was, like, Bambi's mom getting shot, or, like, the dogs trying to kill it, and the hunter, and all the rest of that stuff. No, it's the rape.
That's how it's gotta happen.
Yeah, that's how it's gotta go down. Oh, that reminds me of the time I was at the Asparagus Festival in Stockton, and I watched a bunch of mallards gang rape a female mallard.
I thought you were going to say, I watched the game rape. It was great.
Well, that's what you do for stuff fun in Stockton.
Yep, that's what you do for fun. You're sitting in there like, asparagus ice cream.
They had asparagus ice cream?
Better go find a gang rape to get that, you know, asparagus flavor out of my mouth.
Here,
yeah,
dude,
they had fucking asparagus everything.
What?
They had asparagus everything.
What did Noah start to say?
Oh, at the park, I saw a couple ducks ganging up on another duck, just jumping on her back and biting her neck. I'm like, jeez, ducks are fucking vicious.
Guess what you were witnessing?
Mating.
The joy of life? The Miracle of Life.
Yes.
They never this show that in call. The Circle of Life.
No, they don't.
Well, it's in the cutscenes.
Oh, let's talk about how cats will kill other baby cats to get the woman back in heat again.
Oh, yeah.
Nope, they leave that out. Well, some they obviously don't leave it out because I know it, but...
Yeah, for all the people that talk about how, you know, man's the only violent animal and whatever, or man's the most violent animal, it's like, no. We're just the only ones with the ability to reason it out and realize what horrible fucking bastards we are.
That's everything else like, that walks and crawls upon this earth. To each other.
Oh, yeah. Everything else that walks and crawls upon this earth is exactly as fucked up and red with blood as we are.
Red with blood.
But yeah, for some reason, since we make a choice and we can reason it out, and like, oh, horrible. It's like, maybe we do that stuff for a reason. Maybe it's in our DNA.
Yeah.
It's instinctual.
Maybe we can try to rise above it. Maybe we can be better. But you certainly can't claim that we're the only fucking ones.
Certainly fucking can't. Booyah.
Fuck right.
Fucking A.
God damn it. I even pointed out to Tim after we recorded the last Tancast that, man, I say fucking a lot.
Fucking.
I'm going to try to knock that off.
Fucking.
Ooh, now I got to watch it around the kid.
Oh, is he
oh, starting
to parrot?
Repeat?
Yeah. Oh, well, he's long been parroting. But 2 weeks ago, maybe three, my wife was yelling at me. She's like, why don't you put him down? It's time for him to go to bed. I'm like, all right, honey, fuck off.
Nice.
You can figure out what happened next. Fuck off, mommy.
Oh, I bet mommy was not pleased at all.
I think she was slightly amused and slightly aghast. And she was also far enough away not to hear me high-five my son.
Did either of you see that video I posted of that kid getting a kiss and then trying to, like, high-five people?
No, I did not see that.
This little kid, like, she kissed me. And then he's, like, raises his hand up, like, yeah.
Missed it.
Of course you did, Tim. Of course you did.
Kids are awesome, Tim. It's so great that you have one now.
Oh, yeah, I have a kid now.
I went and saw him yesterday, and we KFC'd it up. Mmm. Well, they did. I had a burger.
Fried chicken.
That's right.
Apparently Noah is disenchanted with Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Huh.
I am a little bit. I wish they had the big box meal. I would have gotten it, but they did not.
Mm.
Sorry, what was you saying, Andy?
I was going to say, was it when you found out that they weren't actually from Kentucky?
No. Like a few months, or maybe a month ago or something, I had like the double down, but with the bread, the Doubleicious or whatever
Doubleicious.
It's called. Yep. And I was like, this is not very good.
I tried to have a Doubleicious a couple of weeks ago, and yeah, their inability to keep stock levels up protected me from my worst nature.
I think as I eat healthier, like my taste, I still have it, but it's not as rampant as it used to be.
You're slowly discovering exactly how shitty normal food is. Well, how shitty food is.
Yes. When I eat it, it just does not make me feel good. I mean, there's still stuff I like, you know. I still like a Big Mac. But, like, the real greasy stuff, I just don't like it as much anymore.
You're dead to me.
Maybe we're just aging out of it. Because I don't like greasy stuff as much anymore.
It could be. It could be, but I just can't handle it anymore. Like, I need veggies. And fruit.
This is going to give me the shits.
Pussy.
The pussy shits?
No, I'm calling him a pussy.
Oh.
I'm a healthy pussy, though.
Oh, hey, some old business not taken care of yet. I've decided that water wings are neither clothing nor sporting equipment. They are simply wearable toys, and dangerous ones at that.
Do you have a
They're
story?
They're toys?
Done. They are toys.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that.
Well, it's too bad, sir, because I've spoken.
You're wrong.
I have laid down my judgment. You can try to appeal to the Supreme Court, but they usually side with me.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. Fucking Alito.
I'm glad you've been putting thought into this.
Alyssa, when it looked like that, when Andy made it seem like we'd recorded the last Tancast ever, she had commented a couple times that she wanted to know what Andy's thoughts were on the water wings.
I seriously expected Tim to drop in some like melodramatic soap opera music or something under me saying that, you know, to sort of ram that joke home that no, Andy's just being
no. And much like Chelsea was like, I was surprised that Tim didn't edit himself into that episode that Noah and Andy did by themselves. I was just trying to get them done quickly.
He had a baby to worry about.
Yep, other shit to do, much like Noah and I.
Well, at that time, I just had pregnant wife to worry about.
Yeah,
but you gotta worry about the baby too. He's involved in the process.
That baby could have come any time. What if your wife had gone into labor and you're like, you know. Still in the middle of recording, I want to tweak that level right there just perfectly. No?
No.
You never like that?
Why would I be in the middle of recording while I was tweaking a level?
Sorry, no, you're in the middle of editing the recording.
There you go.
Yeah.
When your jokes make sense, they go a long way towards being more funny.
Yep.
They don't get there, but they go a long way towards it.
Yep. It's the fat. It gets in the way.
You missed it. You missed this abuse.
Yep, I did. I've only had it from my wife for a month.
You are a fat man.
And thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, sir.
But he could be a skinny man with 8% body fat.
Apparently I could be.
It's just going to take work.
Yep. That's going to take a link so people know what we're talking about.
I will.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I will find it. It was a guy who, like, you know, I guess he's been working out for a while, but he did, like, a video of, like, when he first started working out, and he went from, like, 30% body fat to 8% body fat. 8% body fat in, like, 5 months. And, like, he has, like, a video, like, you know, of photos taken every day, and it's just crazy. It's just like, oh, fat. Shedding weight. Look, lots of muscle. Here we go.
Yeah, but if you go back and look at his food log of what he ate, rough.
Yeah, not a lot.
No.
Which is what I think people, not all people, but I think people don't forget that, like, even if you're working out, you still need to monitor what you eat.
Yep.
Like, sure, the working out will help you, but if you want to lose weight, you know, you need to get it at both ends. Well, I think you probably should eat better first, and that would probably help you lose weight, and then, you know, exercise, but.
Yeah, but I was pretty astounded, and I was also a little confused, because if you actually go and search for this guy instead of just going to the albino black sheep video that Noah tossed up, he's got, like, his food log and his workout log and everything, and he worked out a lot, but on his food log, he points out, like, every single day taking Metamucil. That concerns me. How often is this dude pooping? And if he's working out that hard, how often is he pooping while trying to do a deadlift?
He's doing some serious shit, my friend.
I would say so.
I knew there was a serious shit pun to be made there. I don't know if that was the best one.
I don't think it was. That wasn't your best work.
Oh, well.
You know what? Think about it and loop it in later.
I think his chest hair starts to disappear, too. That's amazing.
Some of that could be that as he tans, it becomes less noticeable.
I think he probably just shaved it, because it's like, it just disappears all of a sudden. But maybe working out just sucks in chest hair.
He's starving himself, and his hair's falling out.
Yeah, I think you were saying he did like a 1,400 a day calorie regimen.
Yeah, to start off with.
Yeah, I don't think that's healthy. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but like, I have an app that does it for you, and I think at most you're supposed to lose a week is like 2 pounds, and that's like 1,800 calories. With workout. So I guess theoretically you could have more if you worked out, but I don't know. It worked for him, though. He's still alive.
Well, yeah, because that was back in, like, 2005 or 2006, something like that.
I think he started in 2000, didn't he?
Let's see.
So, Tim, you can be a buff man if you want.
I am a buff man.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Okay, so here's a link to the guy's actual website. And there's, like, links to videos and everything on there.
Oh, so I don't know how... Well, this will go over, but I had an idea for a new segment. So in one,
it's
anyway,
shit.
Let's go watch all a movie.
Right, please continue.
What was that?
I said, it's shit. Now, please continue.
Anyway, it's good, but like, we watch a movie, and we look at a movie from a realistic standpoint. Like, because I was watching Fast Five, I should say. Which, by the way, good movie, good action. And there was some shit in that movie. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, there's no way that is possible. And I could discuss it now, if... Unless someone else has something to talk about. And do
Wait,
any of you...
finish fleshing out your idea and then talk about it.
Well, it's just looking at movies from reality.
Back to reality. Back to life. Back to reality.
So, like, you know, we get things and, like, say, all right, this happened in real life. This is what really happened.
Okay. Well, you don't have to say it like you're on some sort of time clock to get all the information out in less than 5 seconds.
I am. I'm a time clock.
You're not.
Tim, I'm a time clock. I gotta go fast.
Noah's too slow and I'm bored. Let's talk about something else, Tim.
So yeah, that's the idea.
All right.
Can I go on now, Tim?
Well, like, so you're saying, like, let's look at a scene or a plot point
or
in a movie and say...
I mean, I guess it's up to, like, if there are... For... Are you saying something?
No.
Okay. For Fast Five, there's a couple different scenes. I guess it probably depends on the movie. Like, if there's just one particular scene, then it would just be one scene. For Fast Five, there's, like, a few different scenes. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, in reality, I'm sure this would happen. And I know that's how we go for movies, where you don't go for reality. But sometimes it's a little over the top.
All right.
So, do either of you plan to see the movie?
No.
No. No. I haven't seen Fast 1. I haven't seen Fast 2, 3, or 4, so I'm not going to jump back in at 5.
What about you, Andy? I didn't hear if you say anything.
I said, no.
Okay. Might be worth a look. But anyways, so at the beginning, Vin Diesel gets sentenced to jail, and they bust him out. And how they bust him out is, like, they have a bunch of cars that are around the big jail bus that's taking him to the prison. And one does some move where the bus swerves, and it's kind of like, you know, a little bit out of control. And then another car stops in front of the bus, so the bus, like, stops hard and just tumbles over and over again, like, I would say probably 6 or 7 times. The roof looks all crushed in. Remarkably, no one died. Like, I'm like, how the fuck would no one have died in that?
Yeah, and if this is anything like, I don't know, every tour bus or school bus or, like, transit bus that I've ever been on, there are no seatbelts.
Yeah, and I'm like, how was that a good way to save anybody?
You know what that was? That was like a great big cocktail shaker full of meat. It was like, and Tom Cruise standing behind the bar just going, and then pouring blood.
And not only that, like, when you see Vin Diesel next, which I'm not sure the exact time frame, he looks okay. Like, you know, not like I just tumbled in a bus that flipped over 6 or 7 times. I'm fine. It was cool. It was a good ride. So that was one thing. Well, I was just like,
you know, he has triple X.
I was like, this movie would end a lot sooner. Like, oh, the bus flipped over 7 times. He's dead. All right. Well, that was the end of that. Let's get out of here. And then there's a scene that I'm sure all of you saw. Well, if you saw the preview, they show in the previews where they're jumping off a huge cliff into the water, jumping out of a car.
Oh, yeah.
That was another thing where I'm like, I think that would have hurt a lot more. The only thing I can come up with is, like, if the car hit first and kind of broke the surface tension of the water, and that made it landing a little softer.
Yeah, in movies, that people tend to think or tend to act like water is soft. Water is not. Anybody who has ever belly flopped ever can tell you this.
Not only that, like, even if, you know, you don't belly flop and you land, you know, kind of in a downward motion, it's going to hurt. Like, I jumped off a cliff that was not nearly that high, or a rock that was not nearly that high, and when I hit the water, it stung a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you are a pussy.
No, well, there's that. It stung for everybody.
Because I hit you with a feather and you started crying.
No, that never happened to him.
It did.
No.
Weepy Noah, that's how you got that nickname.
I don't have that nickname.
Yeah, you do now.
Only because you made it up, not because something actually happened.
It is because something actually happened.
You do once I get into the database and edit all of your posts.
Nothing happened.
Once I change your Wikipedia page.
I don't even have a Wikipedia page.
You do now.
Oh, so, was there anything else? So then there's the big scene at the very end where they're dragging the huge safe down the street and just fucking ruining the city. Like, the safe is hitting cars, random people's cars, hitting cop cars with people in it, just destroying it, hitting buildings with people in it. I'm like, people would have fucking died. All because they want a chunk of change. And just rip it up the road. I'm like, and I bet they didn't go back and, like, break off real, you know, a couple, you know, a mil, but like, oh, we're sorry for all the damage you did here. They probably just took all the money and be like, fuck you guys. They bust open the police station, ripped the safe out. That's going to be pricey to replace. It's going to come out someone's paycheck. And Rio does not look like it's doing all well already. They got those all those little tiny houses on the hill. I'm like, help the people out. Don't just rip up the town and leave.
I'm really thinking about... Go ahead.
I was going to say, Noah's very concerned about the well-being of all of the people of this fictitious city.
It's a real city.
I think it's, as I get older, I start to think about these things more. Like, I used to like horror movies, and now, like, if I see a horror movie and there's, like, you know, 7 people and all of them die except one, I'm like, that is a shitty ending. Like, all your friends died and you're happy just because you got out alive.
It's like, no, you are emotionally scarred forever.
They usually have some sort of ending where it's like, oh shit, I guess you are going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, like where no one gets out?
Right, it seems like everything's okay, and then the last 7 frames is like, uh-oh, and then they cut to credits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I think as I get older, I think about these things more. I'm just like, that's not a happy ending. One person out of 7 is not a happy ending. That person's going to have a fucked up life.
I remember you said that about Independence Day, about like, you know, like, well, I don't know why everybody's happy. Most of the world is devastated.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess that's a little bit different because at least the human race survived, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, shit's fucked up, but, you know, we'll be all right. I guess probably more matters on the scope. Like, if the scope is just those seven people and most of them dying except one, then I'm like, ah, that's not good anything.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that segment needs work. Needs to be flushed out a little bit more. I probably should write some shit down next time.
Probably.
But there you go.
All right, Tim, so what do you say? You want to cut all this?
Oh, yeah. So, welcome to Tancast.
So, Indiana Jones.
So, Andy, did you have any white noise going in your baby's room when when you first brought him home?
Yes, and very helpful.
What did you use for white noise? Just like a TV on static or what?
No, we had a little stuffed animal thing that had a little white noise generator in it, and we just strapped it to the outside of his crib.
You strapped it like a bomb?
No, it's got a little Velcro strappy thing on it.
Okay.
So, do you guys have anything like that for yours?
Oh, Tim.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Noah's bored with this.
No. I just remembered something.
Hey, everyone, look at that. Noah was bored.
No, I remembered something I was supposed to mention.
Okay, well, keep it inside.
Oh, good call. Yes, but not now.
Okay.
So this is what we have for white noise for the kid.
Gretchen, stop it.
Aren't you glad we're back, everybody?
Like, Gretchen, like, wants attention, so she scratches at my bare leg. I'm like, that fucking hurts, Gretchen.
But she got your attention.
That's your white noise for the kid?
Yep.
I did not figure out. I'm like, what the fuck is that noise? What? I thought it was a jungle at first.
Yeah, he's like, is that a bird? I'm like, no, it's not a bird.
Is that a jungle sound?
So if you go in the baby's room, it just sounds like you walked onto the bridge of the Enterprise, and it's looping indefinitely on my iPod.
That's horrible.
I would say. I would go that far. If you walk in the baby room, it sounds like that. You walk in the baby room, you hear something faintly, you're like, what the fuck is that?
You shut the fuck up, Noah. And why is that horrible, Andy?
That's not relaxing. That doesn't... White noise isn't just, like, it's a repetitive sound. It's supposed to be a level of non-specific noise that drowns out other noise.
And that's exactly what it does.
No, that just goes...
Yeah, pretty much.
That drowns out other noise.
It does not.
If someone's talking
so
in
faint.
The other room...
I mean, maybe it's louder than normal.
It was faint during the day.
Okay. When I was there, it did not drown out any other noise.
Okay.
I do not live there, so...
And also, the version on this YouTube thing... has a lot of, like, you know, like the... red alert sound effect and like other things happening. I edited all that out so that it's
every 30 seconds you're hearing bleep, bleep. I'm awake.
Klingons, oh goddamn Klingons.
That would be hilarious if your kid starts making like that noise.
That's how you'd be on my side about this, Andy. Coxbane.
Sorry.
You're a cockstain, Andy.
I know. I guess technically I'm my dad's cockstain. Way to go, Dad.
He stained your mom's vagina.
You did it. Then you got me. Then you died.
Not right away.
No, not right away.
He was around for a little while. He raised you. He slept on our lawn.
So, Andy, your wife got a C-section, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that happened to my wife as well? Okay, so...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, well, there you go. Now you know. And no one's half a battle.
G.I. Joe...
So, I assume they had you by her head, you know, while it was all going on and you guys were talking?
Yes.
And then, like, they're like, okay, look over the sheet, and then, you know, you got to see the baby as it came out?
Nope.
No?
I wanted to. She refused to let me.
Your wife did? Your mom did.
Yeah, my mom did.
wait.
Kicking in the door.
No!
So you came out C-section and it scarred your father for life. You do not look over that sheet.
So you got to see her cut open?
No, I never got to see wife cut open.
Tim.
Oh, Tim?
Well, from that angle, you don't really see much. You just see the baby.
Oh, okay.
However, later, then they move the baby over to, like, the baby cleaning table, and they're like, okay, and my wife's like, okay, you go be with the baby, and I'm, you know, I've got, like, 7 gajillion hospital professionals all around me right now, so I should be fine. So I'm over there, and, you know, they're cleaning the baby off. I'm looking at him. He starts to go from his otherworldly blue color to an actual human pink. And then I hear my wife's voice, so I turn around, and I see more of my wife than anyone ever has. I'm like, how are you still alive? Like, chunks of you are everywhere.
Oh, was it horrible?
It wasn't good.
Did you say that out loud?
What?
Did you say that thought out
loud?
No,
I didn't say that out loud. Like, I figured my wife was on the operating table and could use some relaxing thoughts, so I turned back around and looked at the baby and tried to forget it ever happened.
How much did they take out of her? Like, did you see guts?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't have percentages for you if that's what you're looking for, but I saw all sorts of shit.
I bet you never, ever in your life, thought you would see that part of your wife.
No, I didn't. And the fact that she was still talking and making jokes at the same time, I was like, does not compute.
Like, no, you're open. The red squishy in bits out.
Is that something that you were saving to mention on Tancast?
Yes. Also, I was telling Noah, my baby shits loud.
Yeah, they do.
We were last night, Danelle and I were, Danelle was feeding him and I was sitting there. And he let one go, and Danelle was like, it's too bad Noah wasn't here to hear this. Because it's like a ketchup bottle, you know, like when you know, like a squeeze ketchup bottle, and you're almost out of ketchup, and it makes that. But he does it, but like it's that loud through the diaper and across the room that you can hear. He's like, take that.
Your kid shits with authority.
Just wet and liquidy.
Yep.
And then he has this stare like, like not happy, but just like. What I imagine the inside of Keanu Reeves' brain is always like, just, And also his eyes don't focus, you know, like they don't work in tandem yet all the time. So sometimes he'll just be like cross-eyed. I was like, what the hell did we make?
Also, I mean, yeah, he doesn't really, I mean, you don't really seem to look that much of anything. He just seems to kind of be staring off into space.
Well, if the room's bright at all, he probably can't even see.
Yep.
But, yeah, Tim?
Yes.
I got so much shit from my wife for referring to our baby infant darling son as a larva. But you see why I said it, right?
No.
I hear people refer to babies as tubes, like when they're first born.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck, he was literally just eating and shitting one night. Like, he was eating, and then he was shitting. And then we changed his diaper, and then he was hungry. So he was eating, and then he was shat. And then he shat. And then he shat.
Oh... Yeah, I remember a couple of 3 a.m. feedings. I'm just sitting there rocking Drew and feeding him. Then all of a sudden, he stops eating. I'm like, no, you can't stop eating. You're only halfway done. God damn it. And then all of a sudden, I feel him tense up in my arm. I'm like, I have something sitting on top of me right now that is evacuating its bowels. That's the whole reason why I don't pick up people's pet rodents, because I do not want that.
That's the reason you don't pick up people's pet rodents? First of all, I was not aware you had rules about pet rodents.
Eddie's got rules about everything.
You make it sound like the most common sense go-to rule. Like, am I right, everybody? That's why I don't pick up people's pet rodents.
Actually, I think you'll find it's true. Because
if you apply a little thought to it, I think you'll find I'm right.
I've applied very little thought to it, in fact.
Like, clearly.
Rodents aren't usually trained in any sort of manner, so they will just shit when they want to shit. So I see where Andy's talking about. I generally don't pick up...
Well, I'd be more concerned with biting.
Like, even if it was a guinea pig or a hamster or something like that?
They still bite. They still have teeth.
Yeah, that's true.
I can handle them if they bite. You just grab them behind the neck.
Yeah, shake.
I can handle the shit. You can just wash it off.
Grab them behind the neck and shake hard.
I don't need no rabies.
For a second, I thought you
said
rabies.
Rabies. I didn't know that was catching, Tim.
Rapies?
Yeah, rapist bites you, and all of a sudden you've got this this thirst for strange.
On a new Criminal Minds.
Yeah, that's right about right.
Well, some marathon out of that on tomorrow, or yesterday by the time people have listened to this.
Does that make you excited?
Excited is strong. Interested? Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you know what makes me excited?
What's that?
New episode of Doctor Who tonight, and when I was at the grocery store last Sunday, I found out they have Jammy Dodgers. Apparently that is a British biscuit that's like two things of like shortbread cookie and jam in the middle, like strawberry jam.
I'll jam it in the middle. Of your mama's face!
Alrighty. You do that. In the middle of my mama's face. I'll be here.
Happy Mother's Day.
what every mother needs on her special day.
Tim Scott in the face.
Tim jabbing it in her face. I can see a little
no,
car.
No,
what
no.
do you get the mother who has everything?
Today's your day. Now gargle those balls.
Dear mother, I tried to think of something that would reflect my love and caring for you, and I thought money, and I was like, no, that's not good enough. I thought flowers,
then I thought money shot.
And I thought, no. I was like, you know what? Tim, jam it in the middle of her face. That's what tells my mother I love her.
I thought you were going for some sort of Hallmark rhyming card until none of the words
no. rhymed. I realized I wasn't going to be able to do that. Can you come up with one, Tim, real quick?
Roses are red, violets are blue. I love you, Mommy. Now here's Tim's dick.
Mother, each day you made home a special place. Now here comes Tim to stick it in the middle of your face.
Perfect.
Too bad there's not time to order that from Cafe Press, because I could make that a card right now. We got to think of a Father's Day card before Father's Day so that our listeners can order the Tancast Father's Day card that says something wrong.
At least Tim Babb is not your dad.
Father, aww. Every day you taught me to act with class. Now here's Tim with his sweaty, hairy man ass.
No, sir.
Hey, Tim.
Yo.
Flash in the pan.
Okay. First of all, Andy, have you heard of the term flash in the pan?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. I'm amazed how many times I will say an expression that my wife has never heard of.
Is this a conversation that's going to get you in trouble?
No. No, okay. This has been pre-approved. It's just it's taken me a long time to remember it. And so apparently her friend Stacy has had this problem as well. And they'll talk about catchphrases or, you know, common sayings or whatever, and she won't know them. And so one of them, Stacy was like, there was this phrase. Fuck, it always takes me a minute to get the actual phrase. The phrase is queering my play.
Queering my play.
Yes. Now, I'd never particularly heard of this phrase. But I think it's for people who are a little more hardcore than any of the three of us.
I'd never heard of either.
It means basically...
cock blocking, right?
No. If you're doing something and you're getting away with it, and then someone else tries to do it too, and then they get caught, and you know, now they're in danger of both of you getting caught, he's queering your play.
Huh.
So, trying to remember that phrase, my wife... Because we were having this conversation. It was me, my wife's friend Stacy, and my wife. And so... My wife goes, wait, what was that phrase? Riding the queef?
No, but it is now.
Riding the queef. That is great.
That's what I thought. I was like, we have to say that in Tancast because, A, that's a great episode title, and B, an awesome shirt. Riding the queef. Tancast.
So, but now we got to think of a definition of it.
Oh, we should put it to the listeners. What should the definition of riding the queef be?
It sounds like one of those sex moves.
Yeah.
I mean, well, yeah, if it's a sex move, it's kind of
self-explanatory. Like, maybe you take a pump and stick it in a girl's vagina, pump up real quick, little big, and then stick your cock in it real fast and plug it up.
Or if you give CPR to... Oh, go ahead.
You just you get like a good power fuck going on, so you're just pumping air in there with your thing, and then all of a sudden you just drop down and put your face in the middle, and then you're riding the queef.
I was thinking more like you give the pussy CPR, and you're like, and then you're riding the queef.
But listeners, what do you got?
That's just what we came up with on the top of our heads, or the bottom.
Yeah, I think that was the top of anything. I think we really scraped for those.
I think your wife came up with a new term.
She did.
Riding the queef.
Now we're going to make it a thing. Look at him. He's riding the queef.
We know we really made it if we can get him to put it on a card. Like, what was that, a magic card? Is that what Kevin Smith was talking about?
Eh?
Wasn't Kevin Smith talking about Forgeticus got put on a card?
A card?
Yeah, the term Forgeticus. I think it got put on like a playing card game.
Oh. I don't know.
Oh, never mind then.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, Forgeticus is from Smodcast. Harry Scotter and his love of Harry Potter. They were talking about how Ron and Harry were being gay, and then Ron would do Forgeticus so that Harry wouldn't remember.
Gotcha. And
what?
I said, I gotcha. They're making fun of the crazy spells.
Right. Well, and then they were just, you know, making jokes that, you know, that they were gay, and then Kevin Smith said something else because he was the one who came up with "forget a kiss," and he put something else like "ickus" at the end of it, and then Scott's like, "You can't just put ickus at the end of something; it's a spell." and then he was like
"It doesn't work. It's not a real spell."
Yeah, I hate to tell you, Ron, but you say forget a kiss and I pretend like I forgot a kiss, but, you know, I just like you sucking my dick and then yeah, exactly. We pretend it never happened.
Until you it's need called the down low, Ron. It's not a spell.
Down low a kiss, Ron. You get it?
But then they would call it back a lot of time.
Yes, yes. So they use Forgeticus a lot.
Alrighty.
And it is funny.
Let me see if I can find, because they had a pretty good smotimation of it.
Okie dokie.
Artichokey.
Well, I may be setting our hopes and dreams a little high here, but I hope that one day riding the queef can be a bigger saying than gleaming the cube.
How big was Gleaming the Cube?
As a
so
movie?
So big.
I mean, it was a term before the movie came out, correct?
Presumably.
Okay. I just remember, I don't remember anyone ever using it, but I was not a skateboarder. So maybe that was like big in their, in that group.
Yeah, I don't even know what it means in like skateboarding terms.
Actually, I don't either. I think I looked it up at one point. But
I think I'm going to look it up right now.
Probably since forgotten. All I remember about that movie is it had Christian Slater in it.
Yep. That's all I remember too.
And I think it might have had Tony Hawk in it.
Well, according to Urban Dictionary, it is to push yourself to dangerous new limits, hence being outside of the cube and able to polish it, creating the gleaming effect. What? Definition number two, to fail so badly that there is brilliance in the failure. A phrase coined by Cinema Abattoir bloggers in reference to a 1989 movie starring Christian Slater.
What, you feel bad, Tim?
No, the Smodcast, the Smodimation archives is gone.
Oh.
I was trying to find the animation of Forgeticus, and it's not available online anymore. What the fuck, Kevin Smith? Stop fucking things up!
It's okay, baby. It's all right.
You know
it's
what
not!
It is? He cast Forgeticus on the internet.
He is fucking Shitticus.
Fat Shitticus.
Tim gets so angry.
I feel bad about myself now. Oh, man. Yeah, like I know we can't really talk about why all the energy was really off 4 weeks ago, but going back and listening to that episode, I can totally see where people thought that Tim was, like, extra super angry at us. As opposed to just, you know, generally frustrated with the day and with how things were working out and with other shit going on. But, man, it still cracks me up. I go back and listen to Tim being like, well, this has sucked. Like, oh, Tim, so true.
I didn't listen to that episode, so you had said something at the beginning, and you just sounded, like, downtrodden?
No, it's, like, all the way through the episode. Whenever we get off onto our ridiculous tangents, there was some point where it may have been when we were talking about the tan fight that we were going to do this episode, and you just answered it. Like, Tim's response was, like, so violent and vitriolic and immediate. It was, like, just came pouring out of it on
you. Oh, with last episode we had recorded together.
Yes, the last Tancast.
Gotcha,
I don't
count
the Ancast. I don't think that one should have been numbered.
I know it wasn't really a Tancast, but I still think of the last one we did as a Tancast because it was on our thing.
It was a Tancast.
It was an Ancast.
I talked to the Ant. It's a Tancast.
It was Tancast's pale missing shadow. This time we got a bunch of soap and tried to stick it back on. Peter Pan? No? All right, fuck me.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck me twice.
No, just once.
Oh.
Twice, it's all right.
Okay. Noah's approved a second fuck.
Speaking of tan fights, is that still a thing we're doing?
Yeah, did you see the poll?
Yeah, it was like 50-something to 40-something, which I think was not what I would call a shining recommendation, but...
Yeah, because there was a couple people who complained pretty vehemently on the Facebook page, and I literally mean two. And so I was like, let's throw it up there, let's see. And then, like, a very small percentage of our audience responded, and it was like 57, or almost 50, basically 58 to 42 in favor of keeping tan fights. So we're going to keep them.
Oh, all right.
So that was pretty close.
Yeah, it was kind of close.
So we're doing one this week, right?
Indeed.
That's right. I believe that's why Andy started to turn the conversation this way.
Yep. Mostly to find out.
And I know it is. And I think...
Andy knows what it is, and the listening audience knows what it is. So really, there's no surprise.
In fact, I think we also know how Noah's going to vote.
did I already say how I was going to vote before last week?
Yeah.
Instantaneously.
I forget now.
And it wasn't last week. It was last month.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Last time. Go me. I think thinking back, I could probably figure out which one I went for.
You know, actually, let's not tell Noah which way he went. And if he fixed the other one, then we'll know. Noah just, like, knee-jerk reaction. That Noah literally puts no thought and no consistency into it.
Well, I think we all knew that.
Right. As evidenced by the person asking, hey, was Noah playing Words with Friends on the latest Tancast?
I didn't even hear that. Like, someone has some fucking dog ears.
Or plays a ton of Words with Friends. It's like that Pavlovian response.
Oh, okay, could be. Like, I granted, I haven't re-listened to the one with just you two.
I'm trying to be better about it, not be so distracted.
Okay,
that's good, Noah. Be present.
I am. I feel the episodes generally suffer when I'm not as invested.
Well, you are the strong back that really carries us through.
Not so much that, but I just feel like, you know, we lose some of the funny that could have been if I had just been paying attention.
Yeah, although you are much more aware of when Tim mocks your mother.
Yes, because it's almost Mother's Day.
Because that's the perfect time to mock your mother.
My senses are heightened. My mother... mother putting down... whatever. Let's move on.
Yes, you know what, Noah? Maybe we should play Words with Friends for a little bit. Okay, so let's start some tan fights.
Monday night tan fights.
Yes, that, what you just said.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Monday night tan fights!
Oh, guys, I have a secret for you.
What's that?
Is that real?
Yes, that was.
Did you just fart on
your microphone?
That you just put near your mouth?
Well, I kind of angled the fart away from the microphone.
Why the fuck would you do that?
You've heard me do it and tell you the tales of woe that followed.
The guy wears Crocs. What the fuck can we expect from him?
There was a nurse in the hospital wearing Crocs, and I said, "Hey, Andy, soulmate," and he spelled it S-O-L-E when he responded. And then I think CJ wrote, "Mark the date and time." Andy said something funny.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. CJ, fuck you.
There it is.
I've been saving that.
Good times. Fortunately, that was not our main nurse at the hospital. I was like, ooh.
Really? There's such a big stigma attached to Crocs. Like, I don't want you working with my baby.
Yeah, it was at this point, it was still wife. I was like, can you get away from my wife, please? Come on, Captain Crocs.
You can't
and they're hot pink
a good
Crocs,
pair of shoes.
Dude, not even like subtle blue to blend in with your scrubs. Just hot pink Crocs. No, madam.
I was like, look at my feet, look at my feet, look at my feet!
I was like the guy who wears orange Crocs, or did, he doesn't anymore. He left and came back, but he dropped the orange Crocs.
That's what he was doing. He was on a mission to find shoes.
Good shoes.
Anyway, well, right. Anyway, back to Monday Night Tan Fights, or fourth to Monday Night Tan Fights. So, as mentioned many, many weeks ago, this was something I saw on a... What is a torso?
A torso. That was just for later.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Write it down somewhere else where we can't see it so it doesn't distract the conversation, asshole.
Especially when it's so cryptic.
Yeah, I looked into torsos. What the fuck? You looking in people's midsections? I need a torso.
I need a replacement. Because
right now it's neck, shoulders, crotch.
Oh, Tim, did you watch any of those Epic Meal videos?
I did not.
Okay. Carry on.
Once again, aren't you glad we're back? Our shit is everywhere. Every time you try and pull, it's like a tapestry. Every time you try and pull a thread, the whole tan cast comes apart.
Or a sweater.
Or a sweater.
So we use a reference.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay.
It's all undone.
Mine was a Star Trek The Next Generation reference. So that's how that shit works. All right, tan fight. Fuck Andy's torso. So I mentioned a while ago that during the most recent Star Wars weekends at Walt Disney World, Disney Studios, Disney Hollywood Studios. Christ, it's hard to talk. They took over the Indiana Jones stunt show, which is there on a regular basis, and they added Star Wars characters. And one of the first things is like right after the start of it, they had Boba Fett come down and fight Indiana Jones, and I will link that in the show notes here. It's actually a really long, like 48-minute video, so I have it time-stamped to just start. You'll probably have to watch an ad beforehand, but basically you see Boba Fett fighting Indiana Jones, so like Boba Fett somehow came to Earth thinking he's tracking Han Solo, and now he's after Indiana Jones, and so that is the scenario for this tan fight. Who would win, Boba Fett versus Indiana Jones?
Well, didn't they really settle that in the stunt show?
Yeah... But we don't have to accept theirs as the canon explanation.
Very good, sir. Rage against that machine.
Because they clearly mocked George Lucas at multiple points during that thing.
Ah, very good. They are right to do so.
They made... Because George Lucas is sitting in the audience, I should mention. They make a big deal about parading him out, and he's sitting there right in the front row. I think Rick McCollum is also there. And Anthony Daniels, the voice of C-3PO, is one of the extras I have quotation fingers going in the because they have people dressed up for the they recreate the scene in the marketplace. You know the one where the guy has the sword and Indy, instead of pulling out his whip, just shoots the guy in the movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they recreate that whole chase scene leading up to and after that in the stunt show, and they have people dressed in like burkas or whatever to be the extras. And so Anthony Daniels, the voice of C-3PO, and Seth Green are among those extras. So of course they sit around and talk with them for a while first. But anyway, all those people are there, and they still make a nuke the fridge joke. They make a Jar Jar joke. They make fun of Ewoks. I think they make fun
of
Mannequin Skywalker.
Jar Jar Binks' head was on a stake.
Yeah. Like when Indy is going through, and like all these spikes are shooting up at the floor from the floor at him. One of them sort of knocks something over, and the Indiana Jones looks at it, picks it up, and it's Jar Jar Binks' head, and he puts it on one of the spikes and goes, "Jar Jar, George, why did it have to be Jar Jar?" To a rousing bit of applause from the audience. I was roused.
Aroused.
Yeah. Nothing like sexy dead Jar Jar head. So all that to say, there are many different angles to look at this. The first is something we briefly covered on Tankcast before, is that Boba Fett is more reputation than he is actual badass.
Yes.
In the movie, he doesn't do a hell of a lot.
He stands around pimping a bunch of bitches in Jabba's palace.
Which, if that were a fighting technique, you'd have to give it to him.
Yeah, that's true.
He carries the frozen body of Han Solo that somebody else froze for him. Somebody else captured for him. All he basically did is said, "Hey, he's here."
Didn't he walk behind the frozen body while other people ported it?
He just stood there with his gun while other people ported it.
Yeah.
Has anyone?
And there's when he was with all the rest of the bounty hunters on Vader's flagship. Just stood around and got Vader's finger wagged in his face.
Did people like him just because he was like so kind of mysterious?
I don't know why people like. Why do people fucking love Boba Fett so much?
I don't know.
I mean, I remember as a kid liking him.
Yeah, me too.
But that may have been more of a marketing thing.
His was the only Star Wars toy I actually owned. Like, I had the Slave One and Boba Fett and Han and Carbonite, and that's all I brought to the table whenever it was time to play Star Wars.
Which is so interesting.
We took our Han one because it was, you know, they were shitty. They didn't bend at the knees or at the arms or whatever. G.I. Joes were much better in terms of actual play.
You could put them in any fucking position you wanted, pretty much, G.I. Joes.
Yep. Yeah, and they had real kung fu grip.
No, they didn't.
No, they really didn't. But, yeah, that was the only thing with the G.I. Joes. You could not make them hold any of the guns they were supposed to be holding.
Or, like, if they did, like, they were pointed off at, like, a 75-degree angle, you're like, he's in front of you, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. I'm going to shoot this other guy over here.
That's how I trick them. They think I'm shooting one person, but I'm actually shooting someone else. It's like when you have
a
lazy eye.
Shot.
No one knows who you're looking at.
Yep. We had a hill that I grew up on, and one day we decided that we were really done with Han Solo and his non-bendiness. So we took our skateboards up to the top of the hill and sat down on them like they were sleds and stuck Han Solo off on the side and gave Han a haircut with the abrasion from the sidewalk going by.
Wow. That's harsh.
Then we did the same to his feet. Yeah, we basically tortured Han down to a couple of nubs.
You're the fucking kid in Toy Story 1 that everybody hates.
We did once put a little bit of explosive inside of an old G.I. Joe.
You're the kid in real life that everyone hates, Andy.
Oh, that is true.
Oh, no.
I don't know why you guys hang out with me.
No, I'm sorry. You said that, vicious. Tim.
And well, you knocked it down.
I bring
self-esteem.
Like nothing to the table. Ask Erin. She knew me in high school. I'm just a horrible, horrible person.
No, you're a great man.
A great big man.
All right. Great man is strong. He's a pretty good man.
I'm a big man.
He's great.
And I've got a big hunger.
Hunger for the...
The great taste of dick.
I feel like that's a commercial slogan, but now I can't come up with it.
I remember that little Schoolhouse Rocks where you're hankering for a hungering for a hunk of cheese or something.
That wasn't Schoolhouse Rock. That was a commercial.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you're right. That is what I was thinking of. Hanker for a hunk of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting a little bit off topic here.
Well, that's what we do. Hopefully that's helping distract the people who don't like TIE fights. Oh, good. They got off on a random tangent.
So now I really get to do it. So, Indiana Jones.
Well played, sir.
I was so happy about that.
We'll call this episode, So, Indiana Jones 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Really? Not riding the queef?
Oh, you're right. It's got to be riding the queef.
Yeah.
So, what's the setting?
Yes, Tim, push this out for us.
I'm going to go with the same setting that's shown, like Indiana Jones is exploring a tomb and Boba Fett comes in after him.
Okay, so like in the video for the clip that I watched.
Right.
Okay.
And I believe it's the same tomb from Raiders, although it's not technically factually accurate because he's not with, what's his nuts, Alfred Molina.
Hmm.
That guy's been around for a while.
He's by himself. Yes. So we'll just say it's a tomb with a similar, maybe they have a similar hiding place for a similar idol with the same with the same boulder booby trap at the end, which is kind of odd. It's like, really?
How
you
does
didn't
the
see that
same
coming?
Shit happen to the same guy twice?
That sounds like something from a movie.
It should.
Not only that, it was the link sound the time we did John McClane versus Red.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So, what, which one of the Die Hard movies?
It was, the second Die Hard.
No, it was Red.
See, this is why no one likes you, Andy.
Yep.
Really? I'm laughing. I thought that was hilarious.
But do you really like
Red?
Him?
I like him. he's a good guy. Come on.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Leave him alone.
And I'm doing it. I'm riding the queef.
Yeah, but for the teaser trailer for Die Hard, they just had Bruce Willis running onto camera and going, "How does the same thing happen to the same guy twice?" And then running back off camera.
Maybe that's riding the queef. Like something you're being triumphant. You're winning. Like, I'm riding the queef.
So it's like you're in the zone.
So we want to replace Charlie Sheen's winning with riding the queef.
I like Andy's interpretation. In the zone, like you're doing good. You're in the zone. I'm riding the queef.
You're in that sweet spot.
Honey, can you take out the trash? Hang on a second. I'm playing Mortal Kombat and I'm riding the queef. Okay.
I think we'd be like, I'm riding the queef in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Or maybe she
I'm
might think that's a move.
Riding the queef in Mortal Kombat.
Like Tim was riding the queef when he sent me a coupon for KFC. That's right.
All right.
$4.49 for three crispy strips.
He had to trick
Can't
his computer into being able to save as a PDF, but he did it.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, why did it give me the option to save as a PDF? It was just going to crash the whole computer. If you don't want me to do it, don't give me the option.
I don't think it knew beforehand. It's like, oh, no, this isn't going to work.
So, Indiana Jones?
Well, tell him it will.
Now, see, Indiana Jones wins a lot of mismatched fights.
Yes, he does.
Although, again, in part four, same with John McClane in part four, like they turn him into a superhero where he can't lose. Whereas, like in the first three movies, he was often getting his ass kicked and then, you know, got it to come up, you know, managed to figure a way out of it by the end. Whereas in the fourth movie, I felt like he was just like beating the shit out of that dude who was way bigger than him before he got tossed to the killer ants that looked a lot like the scarabs from The Mummy.
Yeah.
Sigh.
Piranha ants, you know, like you hear about on all the nature channels.
I have actually heard about that. They just don't move that quickly. Or work that quickly.
Yeah. You're thinking of army ants, right?
I don't know what I'm thinking of. Fucking ants. They'll come at you. You don't want to touch them. They'll bite you. And you'll be like, ow.
That hurt.
Hey, man. Why you be like that, ant?
Hey,
oh,
ant.
Man.
Why you bite me?
Last weekend, my wife, she's just looking at me, talking to me. We're sitting in our living room. All of a sudden, she screams and points behind me. And I think, spider. So I turn around and I see something huge crawling up the wall. I'm like, oh, shit, spider. I get close to it. No, ant. Ant as big, I swear, as the, like side to side, as big as the nail on my pinky. It was the biggest fucking ant I've ever seen. Just hanging out in my house.
That's how they do.
Yep.
He's got big ass friends too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I looked all around. I never found another ant like it. Not outside, not inside. I did not know how that ant got there. What it hitched a ride on.
Did you kill it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I grabbed a shoe and I squashed that fucker flat.
So, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Indiana Jones. I think
Jesus
it depends
Christ.
On if he's got ants.
This is going to be a long episode.
All right, so they're in that tomb, or is that what it was, tomb?
Tomb, temple, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. And
does Boba Fett have his jetpack working?
Yes.
You got his gun?
Yes.
Yes.
Is the top of his jetpack still potentially a missile?
far as I know.
Okay, so he has all the stuff that he would have.
Right.
And his armor.
And
is that really armor?
Is it armor?
Yeah, it's armor.
Oh, okay.
It's Mandalorian body armor.
See? Mandalorian! And he knows what that's called.
Oh, look at that.
I was looking at something online, and it was a picture of the Sarlacc pit, and Danelle goes, oh, look, the Sarlacc pit. I was like, you know what that thing's called.
And she probably did not get it all.
Oh, no. She was like, well, are you saying you don't know what that's called? I was like, no, it's what Noah said when I called it out. But now he knows what that thing's called.
That I do. And it's funny, when you said it, even though I didn't know what it was called, I was like, I know what you're talking about. But I was like, oh, you know what that thing's called. So, Indiana Jones.
And Indiana Jones has got his whip, his cunning, his hat, and his revolver.
He's got a refrigerator.
Mm. He has no refrigerator.
Okay. He's fucked.
So, is just the green parts of Boba Fett's thing the armor, or is...
I think he's wearing a full suit of armor, isn't he?
No.
Let's take a look at him. Am I misremembering?
Well, he's got armor plates on it. I don't know if the joints are armored.
Okay, so it's like cloth with armor on top?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Trying to get a better view of the actual movie guy. Okay?
I said, I guess you're right. I was just looking at it again. I can't really find, a good picture of him.
I'm having the same problem. I'm getting a bunch of costumes of him. I'm like, well, the costume is obviously not going to be made to the exhausting standards of Lucasfilm. And he keeps putting his fucking gun in the way.
Yep. So I said, hey, look at my gun. This is actually a pretty good pick from Wikipedia. Although, this could just be some asshole that took a picture of himself in his Boba Fett costume and then posted it on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much just a plate of armor and then his... Wait, is this thing you sent me? This looks like a digital thing that you sent me.
Yeah, I don't think it's actually him from the movie, but I think it's pretty accurate. I'm looking at an actual
picture.
So
he's got a chest plate. It looks like he has some sort of neck and shoulder, either armor or pads or something. He's got a nut cup so that he, he's safe against nut shots.
Oh, he has a grappling hook too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, something in the back of his arm.
You think that's gonna make? You think that's gonna turn the tide against Indiana Jones?
No, I was just trying to remember.
You didn't know that I had grappling hook action.
He just gives him another way to escape if he so needs.
Yeah. Or a way to temporarily tie up Luke Skywalker.
That too. Okay, so we established that he has all this stuff. It's in a temple or dungeon. I'm voting for Boba Fett.
Do you think he's just got the cunning and the skills?
I just think he's a badass bounty hunter with future weapons that he would just fucking Indiana Jones up.
Yeah, but none of the future weapons are they're basically just bullets, but they're lasers. There's nothing.
Yeah, it seems like lasers could go for more shit.
Okay, but...
So if Indiana Jones tried to get cover behind the wrong thing...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It may not work out. I don't know if the jetpack would really turn the tides that much because it's such a small space.
All Indiana Jones has to do is hit the back of it and he'll fly into the Sarlacc pit.
This is true.
Or smash into the wall or whatever. It'd be like a Keystone Cops routine.
But what would he hit it with? His whip?
Yes! I vote for Indiana Jones.
I don't think the whip would damage it.
He whips Boba Fett into submission.
Makes him his bitch.
Yep. And then he takes that little helmet.
Wait, what is that, a bull whip? Ow, you whipped me on the tip of my dick. Actually, yes, he's got the nut cup.
Oh, well, Indiana Jones is that good. It goes around and in the nut cup.
It does a little curve around the nut cup. Flips him right in the tip of the dick. If I've been hit with a bull whip. They fucking hurt. I'd let you know that,
Whoa.
Sir.
What kind of kinky bedroom antics has Noah been keeping from us?
Yeah, that's
my
story,
friend. He got one. He was messing around with it. And he got me the tip of it.
Easy, easy, easy. Tell it slower. Give me the details. Set the scene. Put a little mood music on. Let me light some candles.
Do 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 do.
Slower.
Do do.
So yeah, just my friend screwing around with a bullwhip. He got me with the tip of it. Not my dick though.
That he got you with the tip, did he? Okay.
Did you let him put the tip in?
No.
Oh, we're so childish.
Oh, yeah. No matter what, it's always going to come back down to gay baiting each other.
Gay baiting. Is that what you... Never mind. was going to say, is that what you call it when gay people masturbate? But that's stupid.
It is.
It's just masturbating.
So, let's see. So, yeah, I think, yeah, you just pull his phaser and just start firing at him.
Blaster.
He doesn't have a phaser.
Phaser.
Blaster, dick.
Phaser. Do those things have unlimited firepower, unlimited bullets?
They do not.
What?
They do not.
So there's a limited amount.
Well, the phaser, I don't know about the Star Wars. I don't know much about the technology of the blaster.
So, Eddie, wasn't
like there some sort of like special chemical oil or something like that that drove those things?
I don't know.
What?
Maybe I'm thinking of Farscape.
All right.
I don't know.
I don't know if they ever established whether or not they run out of ammo.
Okay.
I wonder why Chewbacca's has a bow and arrow thing attached to it when it just shoots lasers.
Retro.
It's just weird.
So what say you, Andy?
You're the tiebreaker.
I'm going to go with Indiana Jones.
Boom! Boba Fett to the curb!
You know why?
What is your reasoning?
Because, like they say, money talks and bullshit walks. I think Boba Fett, there's all that shit in extended canon about what a badass he is and surviving the Sarlacc pit and being trained to fight Jedis and all the rest of that stuff. But really, he goes down like a bitch every time you see him. Well, the only time you see him in any sort of action on screen. It's like the slapstickiest way to fucking go. And yeah, Indiana Jones, in spite of being inside of a nuked fridge, seems to figure his way out of more difficult things than some guy that can be handled by a blind guy shooting him in the back of his jetpack.
Not even shooting, bumping him.
Oh, bumping him in the back of his jetpack. My bad.
He just has the thing that he tried to reach down and pick up Lando with,
mm-hmm.
and he turns too quickly and hits the back of his jetpack.
Oh, yeah, and then he flies and hits the end of the edge of the slave barge and then falls in, right?
Yep.
Oh, man.
And right after he hits him, you actually hear an audible, "What the?"
That is one step off of him flying through the air too.
Speaking of Star Wars things that suck, I have it on good authority that Jar Jar Binks makes an appearance in the new Star Tours. It's mostly for the Disney fans listening, who are now hopefully groaning, as I am.
Mm.
Yes.
Walt Disney World, I guess, is giving up grad night after this year.
Yes, they made that announcement some time ago.
Well, as I don't live close enough to know, and I'm not Disney enough to have heard about it, except, you know, once the hour is upon us and NPR finally decides to do a bit about it.
Meaning, like, kids, when they graduate, go there? Or
yeah.
Teenagers?
Well, yeah, they shut it down towards only graduates.
Gotcha.
Or they close early, but they're open all night, basically, for the graduates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Disneyland is stopping, though. I think
no,
just Disney World.
They specifically said that it was only Disney World. And, like, Universal's still doing it in Florida and a bunch of other shit.
I wonder why.
I guess it's because they don't have a high and a low season anymore, and it was difficult to put on and whatever else. They decided that they could make more money with keeping families that were staying there happy.
It's all about money in the end.
Uh-huh. It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Burn, dude.
That make...
All right, well. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Does that make you sad, Tim?
What's that?
Does it give me up grad night?
Not even remotely.
Because it's way the fuck out here.
I didn't even go to grad night here at Disneyland.
Neither did I. Then again, we had just had that awesome trip to L.A. with our choir.
That is my reasoening for not going. I was like, well, I just had a kick-ass time at Disneyland with my high school friends. And I did use the day off that we would have gotten for grad night to go check out San Jose State and go, meh, this'll do.
Good enough.
Wunderbar.
He said with great relish. Oh, I think we've tan-fought it up.
I think we have.
I think Tancast is back with a vengeance.
Or something.
A vengeance against good times and quality.
Yep. Fuck you, quality. You'll take what we have and you will like it.
Noah, parting thoughts?
Be good to each other.
Yes, be excellent to each other, and party on.
Oh, you guys heard there's a script in works, right?
For Bill and Ted
3?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Are they getting Keanu back? I will only go if Keanu's back.
They're both back.
Keanu's interested. Yeah.
Well, of course the other guy's back. What the fuck else is he doing?
Well, all right. As far as I know, they're both back.
The FilmSack just reviewed that freaky... What was that movie called? Freaks?
I think it was called Freaks or Freaky or something like that.
Ted or Bill or whichever one's not Keanu Reeves was in.
That other guy.
Bill.
Although Keanu Reeves did make an appearance in it.
Yeah, it's Dog Boy.
Just to be like, listen, help this guy out. He was Bill or Ted or whichever one wasn't me.
My career is going to take off. His, not so much.
I like the idea that even Keanu Reeves doesn't know which character was his.
Bill well, or clearly Ted, he whichever was one wasn't the whole me. Time.
Good times. All right.
I think we did it.
I think we can never undo it.
Nope. It's been done.
All right, everybody. Ride that queef.
Oh, that's how we should sign off every show. Keep your feet on the ground and keep riding that queef. Or remember, when you're riding the queef, you're doing it. Nah.
Nah.
Keep riding that queef.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
For listening to this colossal waste of time we like to call the TanCast Podcast. Many props go out to DJ Technoid, who created and composed the official TanCast theme. If you like what you heard today, throw us a review up there at the iTunes Store. Give us maybe a 5-star review. If you really liked what you heard, go ahead and put a link in your Twitter or your Facebook. If you have any comments, feedback, or jokes for Tan Laughs, you can email those to us at fucktards@tancast.com, or you can email us individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. TanCast.com is our official website where you can leave comments on this or any other episode, post comments on our blogs, and find links to the official TanCast Twitter page, the official TanCast Facebook page, and the official TanCast Cafe Press store. That's enough shameless plugs for this week. Thanks again for listening to TanCast. You're doing it.
TanCast.
Oh, I've missed this.
Actually,
the tan is back, baby. Actually, what?
I actually enjoyed the little break from it.
Really? You are a soulless piece of shit, and I hate you.
I'm going to go with Andy on this one. Jesus Christ, I think I heard my kid shit from the other room.
Tim, now I can say to you what all of my friends who are already fathers said to me as soon as I had a kid. Fooled you.
We told you it was great. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, but it's like too late for all of us, so we've just formed like this club just trying to get other people to share our pain.
I hate to tell you, absolutely nothing you've said convinced me one way or another in terms of having this baby.
I think that
really?
Was
it wasn't
wife.
Like, I was on the fence, but then Andy said it was good.
So all the times that I snuck into your room at night and went, hey Tim, fuck your wife. Nothing?
It had nothing to do with you, no.
Hmm. What about the times I interrupted you having sex with your wife to tell you, hey Tim, I want a sandwich?
How about all the times you interrupted conversations for jokes that went nowhere?
How about the times I interrupted your blowjobs to say, hey Tim, can I have a ride?
Hey Tim, I'm a bitch.
My back hurts, but I want to do some shopping.
Can you interrupt your fun good times for me?
So that's the problem, is you had set expectations so low, I knew you weren't having any fun in there.
Oh, you were so wrong.
I was.
Now he's learned the error of his ways. He'll never knock on your door again.
Nope.
See that you don't. Oh shit, was I supposed to be recording this whole time? Yeah. I pulled the Noah.
Oh, you know what you just made me do?
Shit your pants.
No, check that I was recording.